This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So one of the reasons you were saying, Jan Harzan, for Bob Bigelow not to be involved so much in civilian research is that he, of course, got that government grant, you know, where his good buddy...
Government contract.
Yeah, where that good government contract where his good buddy, Senator Reid, the majority leader, got the $20 million.
You can't just give people contracts, though, in the government. The way the government works is I've dealt with government contracts as from an IBM standpoint. Is you've got to bid these things out. My understanding is that contract was bid out, but the only bidder on it was Bigelow, and none of the other aerospace companies wanted to bid on that contract. So I don't know. Maybe it was too small for them. Maybe it was in a field they didn't want to be involved with. Who knows? But that
would be known. I think before they let out that bid, they figured the chances that Bigelow would get it would be, 90%? Who else is going to bid on that?
Well, you don't know. I mean, you never know because you put these things out and they go out into a system where people can look. And I mean, today you and I could go into a system and see, oh, the government's asking for bids on these types of things. And do I want to go bid on that? Do I have the capability to deliver it? I guess that's the real thing is you have to have the capability to deliver on it. And it's got to be something you want to do as part of your business. So, yeah, I think they probably knew a good chance that he would be the guy. And that's fine. But the other thing was that Bigelow at the same time was advancing this whole inflatable habitat part of his business, which was Bigelow Aerospace. You know, he's got a very, very large contract with NASA in the hundreds of millions of dollars, I understand, to deliver these things for use on the space station and in Earth orbit. He stepped back from the whole UFO field because he was pursuing these commercial interests and probably didn't want to mix the two. I'm just guessing. I know it's told me this. I don't know. But he kind of stepped out of the whole field for a while back there, and I haven't really heard hide nor hair from him for a good 10 years.
Or at least he went kind of silent on it while he was dealing with it sort of behind the scenes in his own way.
Yeah.
So what about other groups? Are you do you network with QFOS?
Oh, absolutely. But let me just go back up one second. Sure. The one thing I was very, very pleased to see was in May of 2017, about 18 months ago or 19 months ago, was the 60 Minutes segment with Robert Bigelow, where they were doing a piece on Bigelow Aerospace. And at the end of that piece, they actually talked about his parents' sighting of a UFO and asked him the question, do you believe that aliens are here? And he answered that question very emphatically. Absolutely, they're here. I about fell off my chair. I was at home, and I just by accident, I turned on that particular episode of 60 Minutes and saw it live. It was happening. And after I saw that, I thought, oh, my gosh, I can't believe CBS allowed that segment to go on national TV. And that told me that somewhere in our government, somewhere, someone is willing to let this information come out. And if you remember, it was only a few months later that the TTSA announced their big enterprise. And then only a month and a half after that, or 2 months after that, that the New York Times had the front page article. So you saw all these, I call them the drips, right? You get a drip. Drip, drip, and it's all going the same direction, which is UFOs are real. They represent advanced technology flying about our skies. They're not from here, and we'd like to figure out how to build this stuff. You know, I mean, I just saw this stuff, and it all came together for me as I was watching it. But it all happened separately. But you have to kind of think about it linearly and how it's coming out. And more of that's going to come. I think there's more coming, a lot more coming. So I'm sorry, you went down a different Randall. You went down a different path. You wanted me to go so. Go ahead, take me down.
No, I think that's all really, really good to hear, actually. And I hope you're right, because it all adds up to that. But will we really get any more than what we've been shown? I mean, even the TTSA people, you know, they've been saying, oh, well, we're going to get you more real clear footage and so on. But really, they don't have it, I don't think. From what I understand, you know, Elizondo got away with getting what he did out because he didn't promote it as being a UFO bit of footage when he was going through the release process. He was promoting it as a training video. And once the people in behind the scenes realized what he was doing with it, they were kind of sandbagged by the whole UFO thing and have said, well, look, he's not getting anything else. I wish they'd show us more, but.
Well, proof is in the pudding, you know, and hopefully there'll be more coming. My fear is that someone in our government somewhere will shut this whole thing down and say, that was enough, no more of that. But I see quite the opposite, because I watched the press releases coming out from NASA, from JPL, from these private space companies, from these other countries, and I see quite a bit of talk about extraterrestrial life and, you know, what we're expecting to find in our universe, and it's all very positive now. Well, before it was very cautionary.
Or outright hostile, outright negative. You know, you had the giggle factor. You would be treated very dismissively by the media. And you're right about that. There has been a shift in attitude. And I hope it stays so that more people at least decide to take it more seriously.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we're all hopeful of. And I think that's the direction they're trying to take it. And it's going to take some thoughtful conversations with some people very high in our government to embrace this and to do it, because realize not everybody in our government is read into this. In fact, most of them aren't read into this. So they're finding out about it for the first time themselves, and they're trying to come to grips with it. And this, we're talking about a paradigm, a worldview change that's dramatic. And if someone had been raised their whole life and told all these lies that this stuff's a bunch of craziness and don't listen to these people, they're nuts. And now all of a sudden someone's saying, well, you know, it wasn't quite that way, you know. In fact, we do have a couple things here that look pretty interesting. It's going to take a while to get the heads wrapped around that and for sensible, scientific, well-funded attention to be brought to this matter. And I think that's what they're trying to accomplish. And I think that's what we'd all like to see accomplished. So I'm supportive.
But can we really solve it with any amount of money? I mean, it seems to me that we could throw $1 billion at it and still not get any further ahead.
Well, you may be right, but if we don't try, how will we know?
There are people trying to develop anti-gravity type propulsion and looking into that seriously.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, that might happen. But actually, getting our hands on one of these craft, it seems to me that if we're going to get up close, physical, valid, scientific, material evidence in the way of an actual craft, it's going to be on the terms of the aliens and not on ours. They're not just going to fly down and say, okay, here you go. I don't see it happening. They're not going to let us have them.
Well, you bring up a good point there, Randall, because I think that's one thing I've often thought, like who's really in control here? Is it our government? Is it us? Is it our military? Or is it the aliens who are really in control?
Well, it seems to me it's them, because otherwise we'd have a whole lot more. I think in the public realm, we'd know a lot more. Right now, and maybe you can tell me whether you sort of your perspective on this, I think that the military powers that be with all of their equipment have to know a lot more than we do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they've got all the answers or that they necessarily even have a craft in their possession.
Well, I think you're right. And I think that was one of the frustrations that Lou had when he was working in the ATIP program, was he couldn't get the information up the chain of command because the people in between he and General Mattis, who was the commanding officer, the general in charge of that particular, you know, that project reported up, you know, you go up, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 levels, and there was Mattis.
That Mattis.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's why Trump fired him, not because their opinions differed, but because he was involved in something related to UFOs. I just created a conspiracy theory. Don't take me seriously, folks. I'm going to ask you, though, about something.
No, that's not why he fired him. But
we know that. We're just saying that. We're just creating a fake theory. This is fake news, folks. I mean, there's a lot of fake news going on, but we know where that comes from. We're not going to get into politics. We have Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, coming up to 50 years next year, by the way. And then we have Gene Steinberg and J. Randall Murphy joining us. And don't forget the After the Paracast radio show. You learn more at plus.theparacast.com. I got that all in. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Jan Harzan, because we're talking again as to whether they've captured UFOs or have technology. If alien technology is hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, and for whatever reason we capture one of their craft, and we can say we think it's Roswell or something else we've never heard about, would we be able to decode much of that technology, or would it be like sending the iPhone back to the 16th century?
I think probably more the latter. I had the opportunity to attend the premiere of Jeremy Corbell's movie called Area 51 with, I'm blanking on his name, but our friend from S4.
Lazar?
Yeah, Bob Lazar. Gosh, I don't know how I could blank on that one. You know, and he basically said that. He said, you know, this technology was so far advanced, we saw this, we saw that, but we didn't really know how it all worked. We kind of guessed at this, that, and the other. Now, you may not believe the Bob Lazar story, but it made sense to me, because one of the problems I always had with the Bob Lazar story was he never really told us how it worked. Well, I found out why that was, is because they didn't know how it worked. They knew they had this LM-115 they found. They could determine that by the isotopic ratios. They knew that they had these three things that looked like, you know, gravity wave guides, what they deduced they might be, but they had no clue how the thing worked. It was like handing a smartphone to someone in the 16th century and saying, figure out how this works. You know, they could take it apart, they could look at it, they could study the circuitry, but it wouldn't mean anything to them because they had nothing to compare it to.
That'd be a little harder these days, though. Like I say, we can view down to individual atoms now. So, well, I mean, once you get to that level, what is it that you can't take apart and study? There's not much. We had Nick Redfern on recently, and he brought up an interesting point about Lazar. He suggested, and I kind of like this, that Lazar himself may have been kind of an unknowing participant in a disinformation campaign where he was privy to presentations that were of a sort of quasi-theatrical nature that led him to believe the things that he's released, so that he himself actually believes he had these real experiences, but what was actually seen wasn't what it was really interpreted to have been by him.
And that's very possible. You know, when you really understand that Bob was there only a couple of months before they stopped calling him back, it makes you wonder, you know, was there an operation to basically bring him in, show him a bunch of supposed advanced technology or advanced technology, and then let him release him, knowing that he would eventually go talk about it? Because, you know, this is the whole intelligence game, right? Tell people enough information, but then plausible denial, right, that it doesn't exist. And all of a sudden, you know, his records disappear and he really can't show that he was at this school or that it was whatever. The issues that people have had with his case, maybe it was more that they just wanted the word out. So later on, when it became known, they could say, well, you guys have known for 30 years that S4 existed. You know, we didn't tell you it didn't exist. I mean, you had that. It's public record that it existed. So yeah, you could spin it so many different ways, whether it's fake technology to make him think we had it and therefore expose that, or whether it's real technology to let them expose it so that they could have plausible denial and then later on say, well, of course you always knew that. I don't know. I almost feel sometimes we live in a hall of mirrors based on what goes on within our intelligence community and this whole military-industrial complex. It's very quite unsettling at times for me personally.
And the whole UFO phenomena seems to fit into that as well.
Yes.
Because of its own theatrical nature. And to me, it seems as if there are actual alien beings or intelligences studying us, that it's for the purpose of them determining how we behave for some reason or another. Mm-hmm. Because everything they seem to do seems to elicit some sort of behavior that's observable by them.
Or maybe they're making us behave this way. Who knows?
Well, I don't know about, well, I guess it depends on what you think of as control. I mean, when you look at the way advertising is delivered to us through our various medium means, you can make a pretty convincing case that we are being controlled by the media in terms of our thinking and the way that we make our purchases and live our lives. Now, if these objects come down and present themselves in certain ways to certain people, it tends to be a fairly life-changing experience, even for people who had been skeptics in the past. It transforms them in a way that could be a very interesting thing in and of itself for some alien species to study without necessarily giving themselves away.
Absolutely. And you know, different people who interact with this phenomenon, it affects them quite differently. You know, for some people, they suffer from post-traumatic stress, you know, or shock. For other people, it quote, enlightens them. You know, they become advanced beings doing whatever they're doing. You know, it's almost all over the map. But from what we're seeing and what we're being reported to us by experiencers who come to MUFON, about 80% of the time, the interactions with these non-human beings, for lack of a better word, tends to be very positive for them. But we do have that 20% of the time when it's a very, very negative experience, whether that sends people into drug and alcohol or whatever it might cause in their life, you know, post-traumatic stress, it tends to be a negative factor for them. So who knows? I mean, I think we need to kind of get on with the fact that we're not alone and there are other intelligences out there. How are they exhibit themselves or show themselves? And how do we begin interacting with them? I mean, maybe they don't want to interact with us. Maybe they're so far advanced that we're not of any interest to them.
That brings up the whole contactee thing. Now, we had another guest on who claims she was actually taken on board these mother craft and seen what goes on there and even done lectures before an audience of dozens, if not more, other people who had been taken and brought on board the craft. And then they've all been released again. And I was saying to her, well, that seems to be, you know, kind of getting out there into fringe ufology a bit. And she was very, she took exception to that. What do you think? Are contactees now the mainstream ufology, or are they still, in your mind, sort of out there on the fringe?
Well, that's like our abductees, you know, mainstream or we call it experiencers because there's a range of people, everything from those who feel they've been violated and abducted and violated to those who feel they've been on board the ships and have spoken to the Grand Poopah and they're contactees, as we call them. And it's a whole range in between that. We're trying to study that. That's one of the things that MUFON is starting to look at. Although we get 500 to 1,000 UFO reports a month that our investigators go out and look into, we're starting to get more and more experiencer events reported to us from people who claim to have interaction with non-human entities. Typically, it's in the bedroom late at night, and an entity of some sort will appear to them and begin interacting with them. And we're trying to understand that better and trying to figure out what exactly is going on. It may or may not have anything to do with UFOs, but there seems to be some kind of a connection, at least in some of the cases. So I wish I could tell you more than that. All I know is that there are people reporting this, and we're trying to collect that data, just like we've been collecting UFO reports for 50 years. And we're trying to make some sense of the data to see what it's telling us.
We've got more to come with Jan. Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government shutdown is now in week two, and there's nothing partial about it for hundreds of thousands of federal workers that are going without paychecks, like federal prison officer Chris Jansen.
We can't call our mortgage company and say, hey, sorry, the government shut down, so I'm not paying you either.
President Trump tweeted that most of the people furloughed are Democrats. He also said that many of the federal workers are asking him to continue the shutdown until he gets the border wall funding. 380,000 workers have been told to stay home, and they won't get paid.
420,000 other workers, including postal workers, Border Patrol officers, and TSA screeners, have to work without pay. John Martin was furloughed from his New Hampshire job as an engineering technician for the FAA.
As a federal worker, you feel sometimes like you're hostage to this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You wanted to continue that answer, Jan, or should I have Randall ask a question?
You can have Randall ask a question.
Yeah, you can have me ask a question. Sure. Just have me ask that question, Gene. I was just going to say, so then, are you seeing an uprise in the incidence of CE4 and 5 type sightings then?
No, not really. I mean, we're seeing kind of a constant stream, honestly. It just seems to be an ongoing thing. And we get between 5 and 10 reports a day sent to us from people claiming contact of some sort or another. I won't say it's all over the map, but I mean, you know, some of them are consciously seeing things. Some of them are just reporting beings in their room late at night. Some of them are just saying they just wake up with strange feelings that something happened to them. So that could be anything. That could be a nightmare. It could be a lot of different things. But it seems to be a constant stream, a steady stream, about 5 to 10 a day. I think the peak we had 22 in one day. And we don't really advertise that we do that kind of work on our website. Most people think of MUFON. They think of, you know, all these guys are looking for hard, you know, shelled UFOs flying around our skies, which we are. I mean, we want to know when people sight these craft that they can't identify. But we have another team under Kathleen Martin and George Medich of about 16 to 20 individuals from all professions, you know, doctors, lawyers, psychologists, hypnotherapists, you name it, that they're in this group. And they work with these experiencers to help them basically process what they've been through. And typically when someone comes to us, and the way to do that, by the way, is you go onto our website, and on the right-hand side below the fold, there's a box for ERT, Experiencer Research Team. Click on that. It'll take you to a page that explains kind of what the team does and who the people are on the team. And in the upper left-hand corner, there's a orange box that says fill out the Experiencer Questionnaire. If you fill that out and give us permission to contact you, because we request your permission to contact you, one of the team members will reach out to you. And what we find is people have about one of five reasons why they come to us. The number one reason is they just want someone to talk to. Because if you're actually having these kinds of experiences, or even think you're having these kinds of experiences, there's not a whole lot of people you can talk to. I mean, it's bad enough telling your neighbor or your wife or your spouse or your child about a UFO report, but try telling them that you had an interaction with a non-human someplace, somewhere. You'll definitely get some strange looks from people because it's not an everyday kind of occurrence.
Oh, I'm a believer, and even I would be like, okay, really?
Right.
Let's, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly.
So they're looking for someone to talk to and to process through it. Yeah, sometimes they're looking for a support group to go sit around once a month with like-minded people and share their experiences and do it. You know, other times they just want to report it and maybe have it investigated. That's probably the least of the things. What else? Sometimes they're looking for a psychologist. I mean, they're suffering from post-traumatic stress and they're really having a hard time getting on with their life and they need some help, some counseling, some support, professional support.
And do you have some trained people that you can refer them to for that?
We absolutely do. We have lists of professionals who work with these types of folks, and they're credentialed, and they we refer people out. I mean, and I'll tell you, I know you'll laugh at this, but sometimes there's demonic possession. You know, it's very rare, but it does happen, and we actually do put them in touch with the Catholic Church. I mean, to go do an exorcism. So I mean, there's different things that happen. And people are having all these experiences. Now, it all gets reported to us as a, you know, entity sighting, if you will, a UFO report. But all these people, they don't have any place to go to. There's no social service you can go to and say, hey, this being showed up in my room last night and started talking to me about this thing, you know, or doing this to me or doing that to me. I mean, because what they'll do is they'll usher you down to the psychiatric ward and they'll put the jacket on you and they'll haul you away. So,
well, they don't really do that anymore, but
no,
that's the great fear, isn't it?
I was tongue in cheek, but I mean, but seriously, they look at you like you're a little bit crocked. So, you know, the fact that you have someone now you can talk to about this and process through it, sometimes, honestly, it turns out that we're dealing with mentally ill people. I mean, that's a fraction of the cases we get. Sometimes it's these demonic possession, which is very rare, but it does happen. Sometimes it's just people, their medications are wrong and they need to have their medications adjusted. But a lot of the times it's people who are having real experiences with real beings that aren't from the three-dimensional realm that we're from. And, you know, we're trying to sort through that and try to figure out what it all means. That's a new direction for MUFON just in the last few years.
Well, okay.
If that
was really great up until the point where you were talking about interdimensional beings, because there's a whole concept that is really problematic in terms of trying to substantiate that something like that could even take place. So, for example, well, I'm not a believer in that particular avenue because it doesn't make any logical sense, and neither is, say, another Canadian ufologist up here, Chris Rutkowski. We've got our reasons for that, and I don't see how it could even be considered as possible, let alone seriously taken as a type of solution to the problem.
Well, we're taking the reports and we're gathering the data, and much smarter people than us will look at that data and try to figure out what exactly it means. You know, are these people all delusional? But why are they having these similar experiences? I mean, that's the real question, is what's really going on here? And is it all extraterrestrial? Probably not. You know, is it interdimensional? I don't know. You know, is it something else completely about how we perceive our reality? These are just big, big questions that are being asked, and without any data to look at and to analyze, I don't know how we're ever going to solve the problem.
I think with some questions, though, you can narrow them down. You can create a hierarchy of better hypotheses than others. So something like the interdimensional hypothesis has some real logical problems. And therefore, once you understand those, you should be able to recognize that it belongs, say, lower on the list of possibilities for those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might say, oh, it's interdimensional, but I'm not so sure they really understand what they're talking about when they say that. So in order to get a handle on what it could be, what the best possible answer is, we really need to look at the initial premise and say, well, is that possible? can it happen? Because if it can't happen, then it's not going to be the right answer, and it's not worth pursuing as an avenue of investigation.
Right. But remember, flight couldn't happen right before the Wright brothers took off in an airplane. Landing on the moon couldn't happen until we did it in 1969. So our history is complete with lots of examples of where things couldn't be true or couldn't happen, and yet they did.
That's just because some people were of the opinion that they couldn't happen, yet there were birds flying, and obviously flight was a possibility. The moon exists. Other people were saying, well, sure, it could happen, and here's why it could happen.
Right.
So you need a good reason to say why things can't happen, and there are really good reasons for the interdimensional hypothesis to be basically dropped off the list. But for some reason, people still want to put their energy into that. And for those of us who understand why it's not a really good reason, it's kind of like, well, why do people want to waste their energy on that when it's not going to produce any fruit?
Well, you just had a convention for all the flat earth people up in Denver recently, and I understand they had over 500 people attend. So, people have all sorts of beliefs and reasons for that. All I can tell you is there's a segment of our society that is reporting what I term as non-human entities being in their homes, or they're interacting with them, you know, someplace on this planet, and they're reporting that to us. Just like people have been reporting this for years, they see craft in the sky that shouldn't be from here. They don't appear to be a normal aircraft of sorts. So we're collecting that data, and we're hoping that the researchers, we have a research team, but there's other researchers out there, can use that data to hopefully determine what is it these people are seeing, or why are they perceiving it this way, or what causes this to happen.
Hey, we're going to break here. We got a lot more before we get broken by the commercial breaks. Gene Randall, Jan, one more segment. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on our distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we broke them in the middle of a conversation. Jan, Randall, please continue.
Yeah, I was just asking before the break there. So what kind of advances have you made in the last 50 years in answering the kinds of questions we were just talking about before the break?
Well, is this in regards to UFOs specifically, or are you talking about the other topic we were just talking about?
It could be anything that matters to you in the field of ufology, from what UFOs themselves could be to just the social acceptance of the phenomenon.
Yeah. Well, I think the things that definitely we've made great strides in the social acceptance of the phenomenon in just the last 2 years with the New York Times front page article. I can tell you personally, I had people questioning why I was even involved in this. And these are people in my church and people, neighbors and friends and my community, because it was just like so far out there for them to even believe that UFOs are real. And after that front page article in the New York Times came out and all the press that went with it, I had many of these same people coming up to me and saying, hey, I saw this thing on the news and, you know, hey, I want to talk to you more about what you're doing. And I saw a whole different complexion of what's out there in the general community. Now, I also saw a lot of people who didn't see any of that, and they're still brain dead when it comes to the UFO question, because they weren't part of that disclosure part. But even in the press, I have noticed people calling in the press when they ask questions and they want sound bites and they want MUFON's opinion, it used to be they would come with, well, you know, I'm going to have to take this in a bunker to come on and refute what you just said, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't see that anymore. I'm sure it's there, but I don't see it anymore. I see they're more open to just taking the story as it is and reporting it as it is, which is a complete difference to the media than I saw in the past. And then just our scientists. I mean, I find a lot more openness. Scientists willing to talk about the subject, maybe not necessarily go to a UFO conference, but at least they're willing to talk about it and look into the situation and do their own personal research into it. So I think we've made great strides in the last 18 months since that story hit the press. And I guess it was a year ago, it was 12 months. So I'm very encouraged by what's going on right now in the field of ufology.
Well, again, that's really optimistic, and actually I have to agree with you on that, at least to some extent. There's times when maybe, and I'm not sure if you find this from being in the field for so long yourself, that it does get tiring to continue to go over the same old ground over and over and over again and see such slow progress in terms of finding out exactly what they are and getting people to really, truly believe that it is something that is not in people's imaginations.
Well, you know, that's something I told Stephen Greer back in 2001, 2000 timeframe when he was doing the disclosure project, and he was adamant that this was going to blow the lid off and that disclosure was going to happen and that everything was going to be great and there'll be no need for MUFON anymore or any of these things because it's all going to be taken care of with this Washington Press Club announcement. And I said, well, that may be true, Stephen, but I said, you have to think of one thing. The biggest enemy or challenge we have in this field is not like having the government come clean or having, you know, disinformation agents out there trying to destroy everything we put forth. The biggest challenge in our field is people's ability to change their belief system. And if you try to change a belief system, it's nearly impossible to change someone's belief system. And if they believe these things don't exist, if they believe they're not this or that, you're never going to change their mind. I said, so my only concern going forward is you're going to do this big thing and it's going to fall on deaf ears and go plunk. I think Stephen did a great job, and I think his whole team put a great job on deck there, and I think it had great witnesses and good stuff, and it lasted for 3 or 4 days. There was a media frenzy, and then they went off to the next, you know, scandal or whatever they went to go to. And Stephen Bassett followed up in 2014 or 15 with the other disclosure meeting he had up in Washington, who I thought was very well done again. But what fruits do you see from that? I mean, it falls on deaf ears. The general public, I'm not sure they really care about this subject. That's probably our biggest. It's the indifference. Their belief systems are already set. How do you nudge that to the direction you need it to go? Maybe you don't need to. Maybe we don't care whether people believe it or not. We just know that the truth is out there and we move on.
And looking at the future, obviously a lot of people aren't in Stephen Greer's camp and maybe feel that the efforts at disclosure have pretty much come to deaf ears. Stephen Bassett, I haven't heard much from him lately. But he was saying every year, it's going to be this year, it's going to be this year. And it sounded like the boy who cried wolf too often. It never happened. The question I had here is whether, if there's going to be a disclosure of anything, would it come at once like some people expect, or would it take 25 years?
Well, I don't think it's going to come as people expect. I don't think it's going to take 25 years either. I think it's a process. I think it's a drip, drip, drip. And I think those drips are coming faster. And maybe the faucet will even get turned on, so it's coming out in a steady stream. I fully expect that we're going to have some big announcement here, maybe around June of next year, of something that the scientists have found there that says, hey, either life is there now and or it was there previously based on what they found. You know, that's microbial life. I got it. You know, it's not there. But we've got other probes out among the planets and the satellites, the moons around some of these other planets. I fully expect that they're going to start finding things like plant life, you know. So you're going to start seeing this drip, 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 where it's going to become pretty evident to people that there is other life out there, even if it's very basic life. And eventually, I think it might not be maybe 50 years from now, but we're going to come face to face with other races, other beings out there in the universe, our visible universe. So, you know, I don't think it'll be overnight, but I don't think it'll take 25 years for people to come to the realization that we're not alone.
I hope not. Yeah, I mean, you made a really great point earlier in that, well, some people just don't care. Unless they've had the experience themselves, they just don't get it. Their golf game or their latest reality TV show or whatever, you know, stock they're invested in is far more important to them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If it doesn't affect me personally, then I don't really care. I mean, that's the kind of attitude, right? Why do I care if the aliens are out there?
I've had people actually be fairly almost hostile over, you know, why do you have to talk about that all the time? And it's like, but I don't talk about it all the time. I just happen to just bring it up as part of the conversation. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, okay, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
There's still that element of society. And even if some mothership came down and hovered over Los Angeles, I mean, they still wouldn't believe it. It was some sort of projection. It's some sort of psyops operation now. They're just making us think that it's there. You know, until they can get on a mothership and take a mothership cruise for themselves, they're just not going to believe it.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I had a call from a lady a few years back, and she said to me, oh, my gosh, you won't believe what just happened to me. I'm okay. She said, I was just out driving, and I saw this big, huge triangle that went 100 feet over my car. I mean, you know, she's going on like a crazy woman. And she said, I never thought this stuff was real. She said, and she was just really just going like a buzzsaw. And I was just sitting here listening to her, and she finally stopped. And she said, you don't seem to be very concerned about this. I said, ma'am, we get 500 to 1,000 reports a month. I believe what you're telling me, but we hear this all the time.
And, of course, you've had your own experience, you know, and it's led you on this lifelong path that has been, I'm sure, just absolutely amazing for you. So it's been great having you on the show.
Thanks, Randall. Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it.
If we want to learn more about what you do, Jen, tell us where to go.
You should check us out at MUFON.com. We'd love to have your support and be a member and get our monthly magazine or come join us as a field investigator and help us do the hard work. We'd love to have you.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. We have two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, an official Paracast channel on YouTube. You can also find Paracast Plus. What do you get for Paracast Plus? Well, go to plus.theparacast.com to check it out. We offer this show free of network ads with better quality audio. And then we also offer the After the Paracast podcast, which can be a continuation of the main episode, as we did with Cheryl Costa, as we did last week with Nick Redfern. Or it could be color commentary, or maybe we'll do a year-end roundup on this episode. Prices are just $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. We offer five-year and lifetime subscriptions where you get free stuff. Who can object to free stuff? Okay? Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com to learn more. I want to give a special thank you to Jan Harzan for being not just a good sport, but for coming here with very, very little notice and being a real trooper about it and not complaining to us. Jan, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Keith.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.